Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Former President Joe Biden is in Chicago, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's glad he's in town. The 82-year-old Democrat is speaking tonight at a national conference for advocates and counselors for people with disabilities. He's expected to talk about building up Social Security as the Trump administration continues to lay off employees of the Social Security Administration. New data show more women traveled to Illinois last year than any other state for an abortion. The Guttmacher Institute supports and tracks abortions across the country. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports in new findings. The nonprofit institute says about 155,000 women crossed state lines last year for an abortion. About 35,000 came to Illinois. That represents about 40% of all abortions provided last year in the state. Illinois has been a top destination for abortions since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. The state has some of the strongest reproductive rights protections in the country. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office is shelling out millions of taxpayer dollars to Illinois' film and TV industry. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports the Pritzker administration last year spent $653 million on a workforce training program, as well as extending a tax credit through 2032. It offers producers 30% off all qualified expenditures. Pritzker says these investments have led to an estimated 18,000 hires. The leader of the Chicago Film Office left in December, and Pritzker says his team is working with the city to fill that role as quickly as possible. Cook County is kicking off Language Access Month, setting aside April to bring awareness to the needs of non-English-speaking residents. The county is rolling out new I Speak cards. These are for people to use when they access government services. Cards are available in 34 languages. They help residents get translated materials and interpretation services. And Portillo's launched its breakfast menu today. This is the first time the restaurant has offered a morning menu, and my colleague Sienna Greaves went to check it out.
Portillo's is betting it all on breakfast. The Illinois chain restaurant launched its breakfast menu this morning at five of its locations. Here at the Taylor Street restaurant, customers lined up at the drive-thru starting at 6:30 a.m. Menu items include a bacon, egg, and cheese, Polish egg and cheese, and Italian beef. Customers are most excited for the chocolate cake donut, a collaboration with Stan's Donuts. Portillo's communication director, Sarah Worth, says the new menu is a temporary addition, but could be made permanent depending on customer feedback. Breakfast at Portillo's is available until 10:30 a.m. Sienna Greaves, WBEZ News.
Weather today, cloudy, breezy, high in the mid-50s. Tonight, skies will be clearing, a low in the mid-30s, and sunshine on Wednesday, a high in the low 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.